With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation has released the names of those involved in a police chase that ended in a fatal crash in Odeida County. It happened at 9:15 p.m. on January 17th in the town of New Bold. The driver killed has been identified as 28-year-old Matthew Johnson, who reportedly failed to stop when Odeida County Sheriff's Deputy Michael Bettish tried to pull him over on Highway 17 at Northwestern Avenue. Johnson crossed into the opposite lane of traffic at the intersection of Highway 47 and Bridge Road. He crashed and struck another vehicle. Johnson was dead at the scene, while six people in the other vehicle had to be taken to area hospitals. The Department of Criminal Investigation says Deputy Bettish has 4.5 years of law enforcement experience. He'll be on administrative leave while the Department of Criminal Investigation conducts the investigation. When the investigation is complete, information gathered will be turned over to the Odeida County District Attorney's Office. The Northwoods Nordic Ski Club will host the United States Collegiate Ski and Snowboard Association later this month. The cross-country ski races draw in roughly 100 athletes from the Midwest for the two-day event. It's being held at the Kavik Trails in Rhinelander. The first day is the first-ever sprint race on those trails. The second day will be the 10K freestyle distance race. John Gillen is the head coach of the Rhinelander Nordic Ski Team.
It'd be fantastic for the public to come out and volunteer if they so choose, or just come see what Nordic skiing is about. And certainly that group of skiers will be coming from states here in the Midwest and competing. And it's really fun to see their level of ability. And again, that's a huge benefit to the Rhinelander area to have a group of athletes coming into a venue like this.
The races are February 15th and 16th. Volunteers are needed for everything from the registration desk to course marshals. We have a link to sign up at WXPR.org. Early in-person absentee voting begins tomorrow for the February primary. On the ballot statewide is the primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Current State Superintendent Jill Underley, Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright, and Education Consultant Brittany Kinzer are on the ballot. The two with the most votes will advance to the April 1st election. Two Northwood school districts are holding operational referendums. Voters in the Tomahawk and Northland Pines school districts will vote on that funding. The primary is February 18th. You can vote early at your local clerk's office. Sanford Health and the Marshfield Clinic announced in January that a merger agreement had been completed. Marshfield Administrator Steve Barg says he sees nothing but positives as Sanford Health takes over control of the Marshfield Clinic health system.
You feel it everywhere when you go out to restaurants or coffee shops or whatever, that people are really glad to see this come together and really hopeful that it's going to be good for the medical complex, but good for the entire community.
Barg says Sanford has a history of investing in communities they call home.
They will be talking, from what I understand, about wanting to see good things happen in the community, more amenities, more housing, and we'd love to partner with them wherever we could to build a stronger community.
Barg says it has calmed the nerves of many in the Marshfield area, especially after the well-documented financial struggles and previous merger attempts that fell apart before the finish line.
When they're struggling, we have a lot of people on pins and needles here because they're thinking about what happens if things go wrong. You know, you got people thinking about the housing market. They're thinking about the local economy as far as how business will do. It affects so many things if they're not strong.
Dakota-based Sanford Health completed its buyout to Marshfield Clinic in early January, although the Marshfield Clinic name will remain on all current facilities. Patients won't see much in the way of change for some time. For now, most of the changes will occur at the highest management levels. Some Wisconsin researchers are studying ways microbes can recycle wastewater into eco-friendly products. Judith Ruiz Branch reports it's part of a popular new societal shift to what's being called a circular bioeconomy.
In the dairy industry, which produces billions of pounds of cheese per year, whey byproducts can be processed with microbes to create products like bioplastics. Declan Roche with Foremost Farms USA, a Wisconsin-based dairy cooperative, says the same idea could apply across industries.
A lot of waste is generated in the processing of any food item. I'm just talking dairy in this instance, but any plant that processes agricultural products generates waste.
And most whey byproducts are not usable, though some dairy producers try to use what is to make products like protein powders. Roche adds, overall, the profit is low, but the ultimate goal is to transform how more industries use their waste so it can be cycled back into production. Byproduct waste requires oxygen to break it down, so it can't be dumped into waterways without being pre-treated, or it could affect water quality and harm aquatic animals. Roche explains that's where microbes come in. A microbiologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Erica Majumder, says the idea is to help curb climate change.
We already have extracted so many materials from around the planet that I think it makes sense to reuse what we already have in circulation instead of just depositing things in landfills and digging stuff up.
Researchers also recently created sustainable fish food alternatives using microbes. They say innovations like these that can help to address global waste require scaling up to industrial levels where controlled environments can allow these processes to take place. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Democrats have elected Ken Martin, the party leader in Minnesota, to lead the National Party. Martin, age 51, easily defeated Wisconsin Party Chair Ben Wickler, who had earned the backing of leading Democratic donors and leaders in Congress. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.